Cam FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M4.
The convoy that is the Bumps Division M4 has just pushed off and the gun gets them underway. Girton away cleanly at the top of the division, just getting into their work, settling down a bit. They've stayed more or less on station with Corpus Christi, although Corpus are now putting in a bit of a push. I would say that Corpus have closed quite rapidly. They're pushing hard. So there's about half a length in it. Clear chasing Clear Hall. In fact, hauling them in there. They're down to about three quarters of a length. So the first two sets of pairs of boats at the top of the division are pushing in quickly. Behind them, Kings. There's a lot of distance between Kings. Hughes Hall got away poorly, although they're now starting to push back out to about on station with Wolfston. But the real push is coming from Keys. The green machine is pushing in on St. Cat. They're down to within three quarters of a length. They're still pushing strongly as they fly past me. They're putting in a power test. They're telling the Coxer stand they've got them in their sight. They're starting to move with real power. Blades in the water, getting real work on. You can see the churn water from St. Cat's. Keys are well and truly into their backsplash. They're now pulling out to the left to try and get on the outside. But Pete, what are you seeing around first post?
I have seen two bumps. So it's as you called it, Shem. Corpus Christi M2 have caught Girton M2 just on first post corner. There was overlap for most of the corner. And yeah, the cops have just conceded and they're pulling over on the bank now. Behind them, the Clare versus Clare Hall tussle has ended up with a bump to Clare on Clare Hall M1. So those two are out of the race. Next boat that's just going past me now is Kings M2, and they've probably got about two or three lengths on Wilson M2 behind them, so a bit of breathing space there. Behind them, that was Hughes Hall M2. Behind them is Wilson M2, probably another 2 lengths or so. There is a difficult developing here between Kings M3 and M3. There's pretty much overlap there now, so I'm expecting a jump any time.
Yeah, soon. Anglia Roskin are pushing in very hard, chasing Waterland. They've got overlap. They're pushing in hard. They're angling in. There's got to be contact. They look as though they're holding it up. There was no concession there. The clock of Waterland allowing physical contact to occur. The lowest ranked M1 crew on the river just bumping up Waterland M3. Pete, can you see anything?
I can tell you about another point. M3 have bumped St. Cat's M3 on first post corner. They look very strong and Keys are on for blades there. St. Edmunds are being caught rapidly by Sydney M2. There's overlap there and I expect Swan will see a bump round by Grassy for those two. There's a long, long distance then to Homerton M2. And there seems to be a boat stopped behind them. I wonder if that's more than M3. We'll clarify that. But Swan, can you see anything down by Grassy?
I've just in fact seen a bump in Keys, just as you called it, that Sydney Sussex M2 bumping head M2. Literally just saw the hand of the Evans Cox just as you came over to me, and they're just being pulled over the side. The three boats in front of Cats, Kings, Beesall and Wilson all had quite a lot of distance between them as they came past Grassy, so I'm not entirely sure there's going to be a bump there, but maybe Dave will see something later. I think we're going to go back to Shem.
Yeah, there was a big start by Pembroke M3 who caught first and third M4 before they even reached the bridge. And I've just seen Queens at the bottom of the division row past, or should we say sprint past. No one behind them, no one really in front of them after those bumps. So they've just decided that they're going to take the time to recover and have a nice leisurely stroll up the river and take an atmosphere. Pete, what are you seeing?
I can clarify the bump that we saw earlier. I think it's Anglia Ruskin M1 have bumped Magdalen M3, and that leaves Downing M3 and Queens M4 with a probably very long rowovers each. There's no other boats really between them. So Swan should probably be seeing Downing and Queens coming round to Grassy Corner now.
I am indeed. Yeah, just seeing Downing coming around now. He's a long way behind them, so I think it's going to be rowers for both these boats, really. Daisy, can you see anything where you are?
Yeah, so I'm on Dixon Corner, and I have seen King followed by Hughes Hall, followed by Wolford. By day as they went round Dixon, there was about 2 lengths between all of them, or possibly on station. So it doesn't look like there's going to be a bump anytime soon, but there could potentially be one on the long reach. I'll try and give you more developments on that. Juan, what's it, Grassy?
Yes, thanks, Daisy. So Tristy and Queen's come past now. They were the Sarmers group in this division. So that being them coming past means that we've effectively got the division called. I think we might go back to Daisy. Daisy, can you see anything else?
Yeah, so I'm looking down the long reach and it looks like they're all fairly evenly spaced still. Can't actually hear any whistles. There could possibly be a bump near the railway bridge, but at the moment there's definitely no overlap. Fun.
Okay, thanks, Daisy. I think with that we're going to call the division there. I think that's all the action we're going to see. So I think back to you.